Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and I want to read to you from 1 Peter today. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Peter here is sharing with the folks that he's writing to and reminding them of what we call gospel identity, right? Who are you in Christ? He says you're a chosen race. You've been chosen by God. As you put your faith in Christ, simultaneous reality here, do we believe and do we put our faith in Christ? Yes. And are we chosen by him before the foundation of the world? Paul talks about that in Ephesians. Yes, he says you're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. God loves you. You're his son, his daughter. We as his people are his chosen possession. But then he says, given that that's our gospel identity, what is our purpose? What has God chosen us then to do? He says, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He brought you out of spiritual darkness into spiritual light, caused you to be born again to a living hope. And now you and I, as God's sons and daughters, as his royal nation, Peter calls us, we have an opportunity to proclaim with our lives, with our words, with our actions, the excellencies of God to those around us. And so that's what we call reaching priority, that we have one of our core values is that we're called to reach those around us with the gospel. God has given us each a sphere of influence in our workplace, in our families, in our friendships, in our community, our neighborhoods, in the classroom, on the athletic fields. We've got people that we have, they're in our sphere of influence, and we want our lives to point them to the glory of who God is, to the goodness of who God is, to share the gospel. And I love the way Dean said this in, I think, his message this past week, that, you know, as a church, we're not a church that just has missionaries, we're a church of missionaries. And I love that line because it reminds us, yes, there are people in our church who are called to cross-cultural global missions, to go somewhere else, maybe far away or cross-culturally, different context. Not everybody's going to be called to that, and we definitely have that. We have folks who go short-term and long-term, and we support them and help train them. We do that as a church, but all of us are missionaries in whatever context we live. It's not just the people going cross-culturally or globally who are missionaries. Every single one of us who has been saved by God through Christ is also sent. If you're saved, you're sent. And God sends us back out wherever we are in our context to be his representatives and to proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So I want to just ask you to take a moment and think through the question, am I doing that? And maybe specifically, if you say, yes, I am, okay, what are the ways in which you're doing that? And if you're not doing that, Lord, what are some ways that I can be proclaiming to the people around me the excellencies of who God is? What are some ways that I can live out my sentness? Am I having conversations with people about the Lord? Do I take the initiative and the opportunities God gives me to invite people to church or to life group? Am I praying for folks in my life who don't know and love Jesus? Am I thinking about the spiritual state of the people that I come into contact with? Do they know Jesus? Do they not know Jesus? Do my actions, the way I conduct myself in the workplace or with my family or with my friend group, do my actions point to the glory of who God is? There are so many ways in which we can be and are called to be a light in the darkness around us. And I just want us to take a moment today to think through that, to prayerfully consider, Lord, in what ways can I take a step here to be living out my calling, living out my sonship, my daughterhood in Christ, and to proclaim the excellencies of who God is. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to think that over. Take some time to pray for yourself. Father, thank you for what you've done for us. The reason we try to reach other people with the good news of Jesus is because we have personally experienced, Jesus, what you've done in our lives. Thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for forgiveness. Father, help us to live that out. Help us to share that with others, not to keep it to ourselves, but to proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And Father, will you bring to mind even now as people pray some specific, tangible ways in which they can do that in their spheres of influence? I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to think, and to pray.